thought that was awesome. But think about this. Listen to this. Verse 1 says this. It says, when you arrive in the land and have conquered it. And he wasn't there yet. But he said, when you arrive in the land and have conquered it and are living there. So think about it. Let me read it from this other one now. It says, and it shall be when thou art come into the land. Into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, when you possess it, when you dwell therein. And so we have presented to our view the fact that God had a land. He had a land for his people. That's what I want you to see. He had a land. He had a land for them. In other words, an inheritance, a possession for his people. Your heavenly Father is not just have you out there, but he has something for you. So God is telling them that they are that what they are to do when they come into their possession. He starts telling them, amen. And then notice again what he says in verse one again. He says, and it shall be when thou art come in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance and possess it and dwelleth therein. Now, remember here that he's really referring to the children of Israel at this time. Amen. Who were to come into a material, physical land. In other words, a land that actually flowed with milk and honey. It was to be their homeland. It was to be their dwelling place where they would spend their lives. That's what he's saying to them. Now, whether you realize it or not, God has a land for his people. I'm talking about us now. And that land is not when we get to heaven. When we get over there and talk to Peter, James, and John about how we got over. I'm not talking about that land. Amen. I'm talking about in the here and now. God promised Israel a physical land. And the reason being is because they were physical people. Amen. And so we are both physical, you and I, we are both physical and spiritual. So we have a land. Say, I have a land. And see, you know, and they used to sing a song, come and go to that land. It, you know, and they started talking about all the stuff that was in that land. Man, I found out I have a land now. So let's go to Colossians, because I want to show you something that where we are. See, some of you all don't know where you are. And if you don't know where you are, how can you be successful? You just think that you're here and that you're just existing. And so whatever may be, whatever comes upon. But I submit unto you, we are in that land. Amen. Amen. Yeah. See, he gave Israel, the children of Israel, he gave them a physical land. Yes. He said, when you get in that land. Yes. Now, we're talking about procedures for bringing the tithe. Mm-hmm. So in Colossians chapter 1. Look at this. This is awesome. And this is where we have to do business from, see? Look at verse 13. It says this, who has delivered us from the power or the authority or the dominion of what? Darkness. And has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, who has delivered us from. So that means, that would tell me then, I'm not from anymore. That means I have to what? Be somewhere else. So he's delivered me from the power of darkness. And then he's translated me now, translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Now we need to make a qualification here. In other words, if you read through the gospel, you will notice, especially in the gospel of Matthew in particular, the emphasis that I place on the words kingdom of heaven. Yeah. Write that down somewhere. kingdom of heaven. So over and over again, when you just do it as a word study, over and over again, you when you look at the book of Matthew, you'll see where Jesus referenced to the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, over and over again. Now, on the other hand, when you read the Gospel of John, you'll run into this word. John uses the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. And so this is the thing that you need to understand. Many Christians or many believers have the idea that the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God are two different ways of saying the same thing. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God are two different ways basically of saying the same thing. But I submit unto you that they are not the same. They're not the same. Now, you check it out for yourself. In the book of Matthew, Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven. But then in the book of John, he talks about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. So folk think that it's just two ways of basically saying the same thing. But I submit unto you that it's not. I submit unto you that the kingdom of heaven is future. The kingdom of heaven is future. And it has not come yet. The kingdom of heaven will operate in this physical earth, and it will be a political system. It will be, but it has not happened yet. It will be what is called a theocracy. And theos just meaning God ruled, God ordained. And God will rule this thing. He'll rule it through a prime minister, really, which will be the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's future. I submit unto you that it's future. In other words, it will be a God-ruled government through the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's future. Say future. And I'm going to show you how it's future. It's future, and it has not yet come yet. So let's ask this question. If it's future, if it hasn't came yet, let's ask this question. Then why is it called the kingdom of heaven? Simply because it is its place. It is the place of origin. In other words, that's where it originated from. Amen. In other words, it does not originate in the earth realm like, let's just say, a Democratic Party, Republican Party, something like that. In other words, the origin of the kingdom of heaven is heaven. That's where it's from. And it will operate in the earth realm at that time when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back. But it is a God-ruled political system. In other words, think about it. When you buy something, you ever bought something and it said many times you'll find the thing stamped on there, made in Taiwan, made in Hong Kong. What does that mean? I mean, that was its place of origin. That's where it originated from. So the kingdom of heaven simply means the place of origin is heaven. That's where it originated from. Now, the kingdom of God, on the other hand, this is so important. The kingdom of God, on the other hand, is a present tense reality.